How many sauropods will the Rex kill? Hammond said, pacing around the control room.
Probably just one, Harding said. Sauropods are big. The Rex can feed off a single kill for several days.
We have to go out and get him tonight, Hammond said.
Muldoon shook his head.
I'm not going in there until daylight.
Hammond was rising up and down on the balls of his feet, the way he did whenever he was angry.
Are you forgetting you work for me?
No, Mr. Hammond, I'm not forgetting. But that's a full-grown adult tyrannosaur out there. How do you plan to get him?
We have tranquilizer guns.
We have tranquilizer guns that shoot a 20cc dart, Muldoon said. Fine for an animal that weighs 400 or 500 pounds. That tyrannosaur weighs 8 tons. It wouldn't even feel it.
You ordered a larger weapon. I ordered 3 larger weapons, Mr. Hammond, but you cut the requisition, so we only got one. And it's gone. Nedry took it when he left.
That was pretty stupid. Who let that happen?
Nedry's not my problem, Mr. Hammond, Muldoon said. You're saying, Hammond said, that as of this moment, there is no way to stop the tyrannosaur?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Muldoon said.
That's ridiculous, Hammond said.
It's your park, Mr. Hammond. You didn't want anybody to be able to injure your precious dinosaurs.
Well, now you've got a Rex in with the sauropods, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
He left the room.
Just a minute, Hammond said, hurrying after him.
Gennaro stared at the screens and listened to the shouted argument in the hallway outside. He said to Arnold,
I guess you don't have control of the park yet, after all.
Don't kid yourself, Arnold said, lighting another cigarette.
We have the park. It'll be dawn in a couple of hours. We may lose a couple of dinos before we get the Rex out of there, but believe me, we have the park.
Dawn. Grant was awakened by a loud grinding noise, followed by a mechanical clanking. He opened his eyes and saw a bale of hay rolling past him on a conveyor belt up toward the ceiling. 2 more bales followed it. Then the clanking stopped as abruptly as it had begun, and the concrete building was silent again. Grant yawned. He stretched sleepily, winced in pain, and sat up. Soft yellow light came through the side windows. It was morning. He had slept the whole night. He looked quickly at his watch. 5 a.m. Still almost 6 hours to go before the boat had to be recalled. He rolled onto his back, groaning. His head throbbed and his body ached as if he had been beaten up. From around the corner he heard a squeaking sound like a rusty wheel, and then Lex giggling. Grant stood slowly and looked at the building. Now that it was daylight, he could see it was some kind of maintenance building with stacks of hay and supplies. On the wall, he saw a gray metal box and a stenciled sign, Sauropod Maintenance Building 04. This must be the sauropod paddock, as he had thought. He opened the box and saw a telephone. But when he lifted the receiver, he heard only hissing static. Apparently, the phones weren't working yet.
Chew your food, Lex was saying. Don't be a piggy, Ralph.
Grant walked around the corner and found Lex by the bars, holding out handfuls of hay to an animal outside that looked like a large pink pig and was making the squeaking sounds Grant had heard. It was actually an infant triceratops about the size of a pony. The infant didn't have horns on its head yet, just a curved bony frill behind big soft eyes. It poked its snout through the bars toward Lex, its eyes watching her as she fed it more hay.
That's better, Lex said. There's plenty of hay, don't worry.
She patted the baby on the head.
You like hay, don't you, Ralph?
Lex turned back and saw him.
This is Ralph, Lex said. He's my friend. He likes hay.
Grant took a step and stopped wincing.
You look pretty bad, Lex said.
I feel pretty bad.
Tim, too. His nose is all swollen up.
Where is Tim?
Peeing, she said. You want to help me feed Ralph?
The baby triceratops looked at Grant. Hay stuck out of both sides of its mouth, dropping on the floor as it chewed.
He's a very messy eater, Lex said, and he's very hungry.
The baby finished chewing and licked its lips. It opened its mouth, waiting for more. Grant could see the slender, sharp teeth and the beaky upper jaw like a parrot.
Okay, just a minute, Lex said, scooping up more straw from the concrete floor. Honestly, Ralph, she said, you'd think your mother never fed you.
Why is his name Ralph?
Because he looks like Ralph at school.
Grant came closer and touched the skin of the neck gently.
It's okay, you can pet him, Lex said. He likes it when you pet him, don't you, Ralph?